Good morning and welcome to the Green Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a private fitness and nutritional design studio headquartered at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. The Green Chocolate Bar was developed to educate you on what's fad with your fitness and nutrition. We are pioneering this industry by challenging old school methods of thought on fitness and nutrition. We are changing your belief and helping you make real lifestyle changes. If you missed parts of today's show, don't worry. Head over to our website over at clubinhaleexhale.com. Look over to the right-hand side. You'll see podcast. You'll be able to listen to every single episode that we've done so far. And today's by at least tomorrow or the next day. If you want to be part of today's show, give us a call at 978-454-4980. And don't forget to like our Facebook page over at facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale. Find us online by searching Club Inhale Exhale everywhere, anywhere. Wherever you want. I don't know.
Wherever you feel like it.
Wherever you feel like it.
Just search.
Right? Just search. Club Inhale Exhale. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
How are you?
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Always.
I see you have short sleeves on today.
I
do. You think it's balmy out there?
Look, I'm getting ready. I'm trying to sport the short sleeves so that I'm getting ready.
So right? You have on a winter vest and
I
short
do.
Sleeves.
I do. Look, we're in Boston. And this is what we do. What did I tell you? Like, the Boston guys, like, if you see them, they don't wear a jacket. They wear two hoodies.
That's right.
They wear a t-shirt, an undershirt, a sweatshirt, and two hoodies.
Two hoodies.
There's no jacket. There's no such thing.
That's only if they're little punks like
That's
you, though.
That's right. Yeah. What's up?
Hey, we have a co-host today.
We do. Yeah. I know.
You want to introduce her?
I think you should.
Okay. Well, everybody, we have a special co-host today, Miss mm-hmm. Wendy Kaplan of Vision Quest Consulting. Look at her. She's like, yay, I'm on the radio. So she's here with us, and she's going to be with us the entire hour.
That's right.
We're going to find out all kinds of great information about Wendy, the work she does, mm-hmm. The work she does with us, the work
Correct.
We do with her, et cetera,
yeah.
Stuff that's coming up with Wendy. Mm-hmm. Gosh, it's like, who is Wendy? Let's bust out the laundry list.
Right, exactly.
Let's talk a little bit, just for a second, about who Wendy Kaplan is. So Wendy Kaplan is the CEO of Vision Quest Consulting, and of course you can find any information about her at visionquestconsulting.com. So CEO of that. She's also a New York Times bestselling author.
Look at that.
And she's, is that wrong? Did I get
is that wrong?
Wrong?
Yeah.
Did I get it slightly wrong?
Yeah. I wish I was New York Times bestselling
Oh,
author,
I thought it was New York Times.
But it's Amazon.
Amazon, I'm sorry.
That's right. Not too shabby.
No,
that's
it's not.
Right.
Look.
You're right.
You're a best-selling author.
It's all good.
Best-selling author.
That's a pretty big deal.
It's all good.
I don't know why I thought New York Times.
It's all right.
I'm sorry, honey.
No worries.
Anyway, she's also a facilitator of and a keynote speaker of many women's leadership conferences and retreats across the country, which is fantastic. She is also a client of ours, a friend, and a special mentor. Mm-hmm. And the laundry list, I'm sure, could go on, but that's pretty much who Wendy Kaplan is. So we're going to really get to know her this hour.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just make sure you speak just right into the mic.
Well, I didn't really have anything to say yet.
Are you sure? Do you want to say hi? Do you want to say hi to everybody?
Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Very good.
Awesome.
All
awesome.
Right.
Happy to be here.
Good. We're happy to have you.
Yeah. So what do we got today?
We have a lot today, but
yeah, we do.
We're going to really focus on little snippets
mm-hmm,
and then
correct.
Make sure we get into chatting with Wendy because we have a lot to cover with her.
Yep.
We definitely have to recap the powerlifting show on Saturday.
Yeah.
This past Saturday.
Yeah. We had some fun.
You know, I have to say, so I was talking to somebody this morning at the club and they were like, oh, it was so much fun and it was great. And, or maybe this was last night. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's all mushing together. And I didn't do anything. I mean, obviously, with my right hand.
You were
hand
there for support. Cut it out, please.
Well, no, that's
really?
What I mean. I mean, of course, I was there for support, but I wasn't lifting. I wasn't moving.
Sure.
I wasn't really doing it. Even though we were there for, it was like 6 or 7 hours.
Easily.
It flew by.
It totally did that day.
It really did.
There are days when it can drag on, because I've done a bunch of these.
Yeah.
And there are days that it can drag on, and there are days that
It was awesome.
They fly by.
Yeah, it was
like
awesome.
You said.
And what was there 28 or 30 competitors, or do we know the final number?
It was in between. I don't know the final
Somewhere
number. It was right around 25 to 28 people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
quite
okay.
a few people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I loved is the diversity in the crowd
oh,
and the
amazing.
Diversity in the competitors.
Yeah.
There was, I forget
Men
her name.
And women between age groups of literally 20 and
I know. know. So cute.
What, 60?
About that, yeah. Probably 60 was probably 60, the oldest.
65, something like that.
So it's great.
Amazing.
So Coach Michael got first place. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I actually, so yes, first place in the in the master's class, which is age category.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell nobody.
Yes,
oh,
thank you, Chris. Thank you,
thank
Chris.
Thank you. And then they did it two ways. So the second, I got second place in the weight class.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So because there's an overall in weight class, what they do is they bunch everybody up within weight. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how old you are. It's kind of an overall.
I see.
Right. So I got second place out of four people within my weight class.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, do you know who got first place?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't.
I didn't know that Polly was handing out those.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Very good. So first and second place. Well, congratulations.
Well,
very
thank
good
you.
Job.
Thank you.
And then, of course, we have to give a shout out to Miss Stephanie
Huge.
Parker.
Huge. Yeah.
Mean, this, is there anything this woman can't do?
She's now Wonder Woman.
She is
for
now.
For real. For real. Because she sported herself a Wonder Woman trophy.
Can you believe it?
She got herself a Wonder Woman trophy.
No, it's at the studio now. It's, it's right in between Michael's. It's so cute. He's got
this big bench press, right?
This big, huge bench press, right? And then a one with a big deadlift for his trophies. And now we have four trophies of yours there.
Yeah.
And little Miss Steph has her Wonder Woman squished right in
right
between.
Right in between. She's like, I'm going to put him right here. I'm like, really?
So
you
cute.
Want it to stand out?
I'm going to buy it a cape.
Yeah, right?
Like
it
a
does.
Mini cape. So cute. So proud of her.
Yeah, but it was awesome. And I think to your point, there was so much diversity in the crowd.
Yeah.
It was amazing. The competitors are always awesome. That was Steph's first experience at powerlifting competition. Mm-hmm. The woman is 52 years old, and she just blew it out of the water. She surprised herself.
Yes.
And I know she was a little bit nervous.
Oh, yeah.
A lot nervous.
God, wasn't even doing anything, and I was nervous.
Right? So she did make a small error at the beginning.
That's good.
But it was fantastic.
For her to learn.
For her to learn.
Uh-huh.
It was great, because I've been there, and I'll tell you, those mistakes can cost you.
Oops.
You know?
Yeah, well, it's better it was during warm up and not.
Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah.
For,
but she
you know.
Did she did absolutely amazing. It was just awesome to see the intensity in her face, and like I said, she surprised herself.
Yeah.
And I know she's pumped and ready for the next one because she wants to do more.
Yeah, she's totally jacked.
She's
so jazzed up.
Right now. Oh, it's amazing.
And I love that she's excited about eating cold sweet potatoes for it, too.
Right?
She's like, I don't even care what I eat now because food is just making
it's
this happen
fuel.
For me.
That's it. And that's why I look at like people like, you're going to eat cold salmon? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pick it up with my hand. Like, I'll just eat salmon. Just like that. Because it's.
I'll just open up the plastic bag and
really
rip it with my teeth.
I look at food as fuel.
Yeah.
It fuels my day.
Yeah.
So when I want to enjoy food, I'm going to enjoy food. But 95% of the time, it's fuel.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that look over there from my co-host.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we're excited
about
eating
what do you think about
cold
that?
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah. What's your thought on that?
Well, cold sweet potatoes is on my plan.
Okay.
Yes.
Turn me down a little more.
Yeah. Oh, headset?
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Okay.
And so I eat it. And salmon is on my plan, but I'm just eating it because it's on the plan.
Sure.
And I hadn't thought about it in terms of fuel.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
That actually might change my cravings
just
by knowing that.
Wow. Okay. That's some good stuff right there.
I'm so glad I'm here today.
Yeah. See? You learn something new every single day.
Right.
Yeah. I've thought about food as fuel for years.
Yeah.
Well, ever since I was. Because you're in the business, dude.
Well, not even before the business. It was when I was powerlifting and bodybuilding and playing sports. Mm-hmm. I just knew that food supplied me the energy to do what I needed to do.
Okay. Well,
so that's how I looked at
it. Because you're an athlete.
Well,
she's like, yeah, Mike, whatever.
She's still trying to say
she's
we're different.
She's not buying what you're selling.
She's not.
I'm buying it. I already bought it. I'm in.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. She's been, Wendy, you've been a client for a while now with us at the club for over a year, a couple years.
More.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
More now.
Oh, I'd have to look back on the research
on that,
but it's been a while.
I'm a lifer. Really?
I love it.
That's awesome.
I get it.
Totally.
I get it.
That's
how
awesome.
I am about your retreats. I'm like, maybe I'll just kind of, I'm going to the next retreat. I'm like, yep, I'm a lifer.
Yeah, lifer.
Yeah, I'm in forever.
Yeah.
Going to have to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to thank Francine for that. She just roped me right in. I love that.
Oh,
I love it.
That's some good stuff.
Do we need to take a break yet?
You know what? Why don't we?
Yeah.
Right? We'll come back. I know we're going to come back. We're going to talk with Wendy found out some more about her.
Yeah.
Then we get some stuff. Last week we played a little game.
Are you going to play a game with
up
us?
Up against the coach.
Nice.
Against the coach.
Are you ready, Wendy?
I love winning.
We'll get you guys.
She does love winning.
I'm so competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We'll be back on the Green Chocolate Bar.
Girls just want sex and money.
Good morning and welcome to the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. We're back.
Good job, Coach Michael.
We're here with our co-host, Wendy. Wendy Kaplan.
Yeah, who now I know I can talk, so.
Right?
Chime
Speaking
in.
To
You'll
the mic.
Sorry.
That's all right.
She's going to take over the show. Fine.
That's it. That's
you go right
it.
Ahead, girl.
Yeah. So a nice little off-air conversation, too.
Yeah.
Kind of wrap that food as fuel. That's some good stuff. Yeah.
And as the show's going on, make sure we let people know that they can find Wendy's information because she's going to have some great stuff to talk about. We might as well just let them know now.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
can reach out to her at visionquest.com, visionquestconsulting.com. And Wendy, what's it? Can you have like an office line that you want to give out or something?
Yeah, any information on how they can contact you?
Yeah, well, the best way is through the website.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, phone numbers and all that are in there. So
sure.
you can also reach me and find out, get free resources for women, particularly who are interested in developing themselves into stronger leaders at WendyKaplan.com. Mm.
Awesome.
Two websites.
That's the weekly awesome. Spark.
That's right.
I get that every week.
It is.
Yay!
Yes, it is.
That's
I have so much fun doing that.
So do you want to talk a little bit about Vision Quest Consulting?
Sure.
Jeff,
yeah.
Let's kind of get into the meat of this.
Sure. So I have over 20 years of experience running, being the founder and CEO of Vision Quest Consulting. We're in the leadership development space. So we are the guide and development for top talent in organizations and for entrepreneurial firms. So we do that in three ways. We coach one-on-one with folks. We help develop strong management teams. And we have a leadership university of workshops that we bring into companies to help develop managers and leaders and to be stronger. So we've been doing this work a long time. We're out of Westford, Massachusetts, but we work in global 500 Fortune 500 companies all around the world. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's all good.
Wow, gold star.
Yeah,
nice description there, Miss CEO. Fabulous.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I love my work because I get a chance to have people become a better version of themselves.
Mm.
Right. So to leverage what you've already got, and to learn how to capitalize on it. And to tweak it in a way that makes you more effective.
Yeah.
So there are lots of different ways to do that. And I've got 45 people working for me helping to do that. So we're a boutique-sized firm.
That's right. I love that word.
Yeah.
I use it all the time for the club. Yay! That's very
all
good.
All the time.
And yeah. I actually picked that up from Dr. J in New York, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said that one day, you know, like we were saying during the break, sometimes you hear something, somebody says it just a little different. You hear it differently. Well, one day I was in New York at one of his workshops and he was talking about boutique. And I was like, well, I want to be a boutique size club too.
Right.
Take that world. Now
okay.
I'm a boutique. So very good.
Go.
Yeah, I like it. Do you want to talk about your retreats and things like that too, Miss Wendy?
Sure.
We may as well give everybody all the information we have.
Sure.
Yeah.
So twice a year, I've become fascinated with women and their leadership over the last 10 years. Mostly my background is in the corporate world. I'm a corporate girl. And I grew up in banking and then moved into technology and then went out on my own. So I've got the corporate leadership thing in my blood. And mostly what that means, in spite of what anybody else might tell you, is that mostly men run corporations. Mostly men are on in the C-suite, in the executive suite, and in senior management positions. And so most of my clients are men or were men. And I started to become fascinated with women and their leadership and what it takes for women to really step into their own shoes. And so I started two women's retreats a couple of years ago and have been doing them, well, more than a couple of years ago. This will be our ninth year.
Awesome.
We do two retreats a year, and one is in July, and the other one is in November, and they're both in New England, one in New Hampshire. The November one is in Newport. And it's for any woman who's interested in becoming a bigger, bolder version of themselves. We're open for anyone to come, whether you're a corporate manager, executive, etc., or you're just someone who wants to increase their skills and leadership capacity.
Right. Pretty cool. That's why I'm addicted. That's why I'll continue to go, and I'm a lifer. There's no doubt. Because if you think about it, when I met you, Wendy, we're going on maybe 6 years knowing each other.
Yeah, that's true.
I was, you know, in middle management and thinking, oh, maybe this, I could do this forever, working, you know, corporate and all that stuff. And I was kind of getting a little fussy in my skin and in my job and didn't like the repetitive.
That doesn't happen every day.
I know, I do get fussy.
Fussy.
I am fussy.
Good.
But it's good. That means there's something always going on with me,
right?
Exactly. I do something every day that scares me. Holy cow. But when I met you, I was just kind of feeling fussy and didn't really know what direction I wanted to go in, and didn't even really, I had no definition of what fussy was for me. And then our girl Francine said, you know, this seems like this great retreat. You want to head up there with me? And I thought, a girl's weekend away? Yeah, I'm in. On the lake? Yeah, I'm
in. Does everybody look at it like that at first?
Yeah, I don't know. People come for different reasons. Like a girlfriend grabs them and says, we got to do this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or they hear about it through, like, they heard me speak at a conference, or they know me through work.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, gotcha. I've always seen that because, like, she's describing it like, oh, I'm getting away for a weekend. This is fantastic.
Oh, everybody thinks about
it. A bunch of girls. We're going to hang out, have some beverages, you know? It just...
We actually do s'mores in summer rather than beverages.
Yeah, we don't do beverages.
No
actually.
Beverages.
No. Because it deadens
it. It deadens
your senses,
right?
And
yeah.
If you're working
totally
on yourself, you've got to be totally available. Like,
yeah, you got to be there.
Have a beverage when you were lifting, would you?
I have not.
No.
It's the same thing.
I have
thing.
Not. Yeah. Training now exactly. For the last month. I think I had my first one the other night, and that was after the show. Just the
kind
of
she means during.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely.
Like when you've got the weights in your hand, you wouldn't. Of course not.
No.
So it's the same.
Put it in my protein shake. Yeah. little JWB with protein. Yeah.
Vanilla protein and a little Bailey's. so yeah, so we don't do that, but we have a great campfire the first night. We all get to know each other, and it's very comfortable. I'm believe it or not, a little shy. So I'm, you know, I kind of sit back a little bit, and I just kind of did you see him just roll his eyes? He's laughing at me.
It's totally true.
I'm totally shy.
When you're out of your element.
Yes.
More introverted.
Thank you, Wendy.
I'll be in the corner.
Just when I thought I knew you, Coach
Michael. I'm going to go put baby in the corner.
but it's great. So there are many, many women that are outgoing and many women that go that are like myself that are sort of just kind of like, I'm going to let everybody else do the talking for a little while.
Which is cool.
But you end up just fitting in. And all of a sudden you're like, well, what the heck was I so shy about? You just fit, like, everybody has a place there, and it's so great.
Well,
so
here's the thing that I love about it for myself. Everywhere I've ever gone, women have cliques. I mean, starting fourth grade, when they were picking teams to play kickball, I was always the last picked because I was terrible.
It's the same for guys.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's no different. It's the same for guys. Well, you got the jocks. You got the musicians. You got the you know.
You can say it.
That's the druggies. Show.
The little druggies. It's fine, you know. They inhaled, you know. So, it's totally, it's similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get
it. So women are just vicious with each other and compete. And this is the only place I go professionally where we don't do that crap.
That's true.
There's no cliques. There's no, I don't know you, so you can't, you know, I'm not going to hang with you. Everybody makes you feel so welcome.
Yeah, and I think it's really special in the fall retreat that you're going to be doing in Newport, Rhode Island this year. And I've been to plenty of those. I love that you have those breakout sessions, and that's part of the women supporting each other, that when you break out, you know, you guys have fun with it and say, make sure you sit with somebody different. Or when you come back into the room, sit in a different chair. And it's great because it does take you out of your own comfort zone, and it makes you wiggle into somebody else's space, and they get to wiggle into yours. And before you know it, your wiggle turns into a dance and you guys are having a great time. It's so much fun.
A wiggle and a dance.
That's right.
All good.
It's good.
Okay. And I do have to say that I have not been to the women's retreats, obviously.
No, but you've been to Vision to Success.
I've been to Vision to Success. Yeah. What is it now?
Three
times?
Yeah.
Twice?
You're a lifer, dude.
Yeah, I am. I love them. And I've been to the Power Speaking workshops.
Yeah. So we do lots of business development.
Yes. Kind,
like the Vision to Success is a business development workshop. So for people who want to grow whatever their work mm-hmm. is, whether they're self-employed or they're working for somebody else.
Correct.
So, was that good for you?
Oh, I had a blast with it. Are you kidding me? Yeah, it actually opened me up. I remember the first one I went to.
That's good.
All right. Okay. Yeah. And I'm that type of person where I might seem shy at the beginning. People ask me like, why aren't you saying anything? I'm actually absorbing.
Yeah.
I'm a sponge at the beginning.
Did it help your business?
Come out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it absolutely did. Yeah. I mean, we're always in situations with networking and getting up in front of people and talking, and it gave me a lot of different insight on how to do things.
Yeah, because we were talking about how to market and
how to market and things like that, and how to present yourself.
You know, this year we're thinking about doing a separate men's thing.
Really?
Yeah, so the women...
I'm there.
I'm going to talk to you about that, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because the women go off after the day, the Vision to Success Day is over, the women go off to the retreat, and the men have stayed to hang with each other a little bit like last year.
Oh, that's so much fun.
So what we were thinking about, you can still do it in the bar, because I guess the bar was the location last year.
I like the bar.
Yeah. No kidding.
Hence the green chocolate bar. Why do you think we came up with the green chocolate bar?
So we're thinking about and talking about if we were going to put together something for the men that they actually could put together for themselves.
Like love it.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it.
Love it.
And I like the way you described the Vision to Success workshop specifically for business with Wendy, is that it opened you up. And Wendy had asked me before, you know, what did you think of it? And I got a little, I couldn't find words to describe what it did for me. And I remember saying to myself, Mike has just a better way to describe it. Because I know for you, it definitely hit you different than it hit me. Mm. And I don't know.
I think it does that to everybody. I mean, everybody's going to interpret it differently, different experiences.
Well, and everybody's in a different place in their business.
Yeah, exactly.
Their sets are different.
Yeah.
And what they've already accomplished. Like, I took this course that I designed, the Vision to Success, is based on a course that I took myself. And got a lot out of that helped my business. And I was in business for 20 years when I took it.
Okay. I see.
So, and had I taken it 10 years before, I would have learned different things.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So,
it's amazing how that works, huh?
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I'm a lifer for these retreats, is that I think, well, you know, I won't go. And then I always change my mind. Because then I say to myself, well, last time I went, I learned, you know, whatever it was that came along. And you just want to keep building on that, because you never know what you're going to pick up. It's so great.
Just from my experience.
Yeah.
Now that I'm really kind of like remembering the first one that I went to.
Yeah.
I remember that I actually went in there with a plan.
Ah.
That plan was shot out of the water. Right? Ah. And it took on a whole different meaning, view, perception for me. Cool. I came out of that with a very different look at a lot of different things in my life that were going on at that time, and just how to handle things.
Yeah, good.
So for me, it was like I went in there with a game plan, and that didn't happen. Now, is that bad? No, absolutely not. Because for me, I'm the type of person that whatever happens at that moment is meant to happen at that particular moment.
Yeah.
I will say that the second one that I went into, I went with a game plan. I came out with a game plan.
Bad boy.
You know, because I was very focused, and we're actually in the process of working on that game plan right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, people walk away with a tangible structure for growing their business.
Exactly.
And that's what I loved about it.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And that this was what, back in November?
Yeah.
And
It's supposed to last for the year.
It's supposed to last for the year,
right?
But so we're in the stages of it, getting it going and stuff.
Good.
And it doesn't happen overnight.
No, it's a process.
But it's a process.
Totally.
And I love
it. You have to sometimes do some stuff before you...
Yeah.
You got to shovel out the crap.
Here I am. Yeah. That's it. You know?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Show me. Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always room for improvement, no matter who you are, what you do for work.
Yeah.
You can always get more effective.
Always.
Absolutely. Very good. Wendy, are you ready for the game at the end of the show that we're going to do together?
If you're playing, I'm in.
Oh, I love that. Wendy will sort of do anything I do.
That's true.
Except for jump off a cliff without a parachute.
Yeah.
I think that's solely for me.
I'm still working on the pull-ups.
That's right. Coach Michael, when is our next break? Just so that I make sure that we stay on time with Miss Wendy. Because I don't know.
We got a little time.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure that we stay on time.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add in there about your retreats or anything, Wendy?
Come. register.
Yeah, there you go.
Tell them how.
VisionQuestConsulting.com. Go on the website, click away. Homepage, you'll see all the programs we're doing. It says upcoming events. You can't miss it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You can also sign up for our free leadership newsletter should you be someone who wants to develop their leadership even more.
Right. Okay.
At least to get to know you, right?
There you go.
Yeah. So something that I want to share with the listeners for the retreat you and I have been talking about, which is June 12th through June 14th of this year down Cape Cod. We rented two private homes. It's a fitness, health, wellness, nutrition type of retreat. We'll be doing some biking and kayaking and having a blast. And honest, like I say all the time, who the heck doesn't want to hang out with us for an entire weekend?
Honestly,
I mean,
totally.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a total blast. It really is.
Are there beverages?
No.
You answered that awfully quickly.
I would like a margarita, please.
No. There is
a bar
that I have frequented when I've been down there before. Uh-huh. It's right off the beach.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
But I think it's great that we developed this because years ago, I used to visit a house up in Maine from the family quite a bit, almost every weekend. And I always thought to myself, it's literally on the lake. You can't get any closer, right? Unless you were actually in the water. And I always wanted to do something, you know, I was like, what about like a girls weekend? And then when I started getting more into fitness and nutrition, my family thought, well, why don't you have something up here? And because there's a state park and you're on the lake and canoes and river rafting and all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'll get to it. And I just never got to it. And kind of thinking, well, one person, how much can I really put on my plate? And it was always stewing in the back of my mind. And then I met Wendy, and I was going to her retreats and got addicted and was doing the summer and then the fall and keeping up with it and keeping up with Wendy and the progress I was making, and she was keeping up with me. And then the more of those that came up, the more you start to sort of plan in the back of your mind, well, if I ever did do my own sort of health and wellness and time away with people, maybe they would want to come and hang out with me and we'll show them how to do some different stuff. Well, sure enough, we had a couple of new people come to your fall retreat for Vision Quest Consulting this past fall, and they came over to me and said, well, so Kelly, next year that's going to be you up on stage doing all this stuff, and how come you're not doing a retreat? And I was like, okay, here it comes. So like we were saying, what exactly is supposed to happen at that moment in time is what happens. And it was...
You never know when you're going to be inspired.
That's right. So it was Jill, our Pilates instructor, and Stephanie, our champion of all things now.
Right.
They were like, hell, you should be doing this. Why aren't you doing this? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, also from meeting Wendy, she used to do a girls' night out, and we would all get together and have a topic we would talk about. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I did a spinoff of what Wendy did with Vision Quest Consulting. It was Magic Parties at the time. That was a sort of subsidiary. But I did what was called a women's support group called Unique, Younique.
Oh, right.
And I did that for a whole year. Right. And I thought, oh my gosh, if all these women are coming to see me once a month for a whole entire year, why can't I do this retreat thing?
Yeah.
So now it's just like, it's bang. It's right in my face. I can't not do it. You know, I'd have to be hidden away in South Africa somewhere where nobody would find me in order not to do it. So I invite people to take what Wendy's saying, what we're talking about, the health, nutrition, and all this stuff about retreats and getting empowered and leadership and self-development. And
Take
care of yourself, exactly. And come down to the Cape with us on June 12th through 14th. It's really, truly going to be like a weekend getaway. And oh, by the way, you're going to learn a lot. It's going to be awesome.
You're running workshops. I'm running workshops. We got the biking. We got the kayaking. We got people that are going to be sharing their stories among each other.
Yeah. And they're going to be great stories.
Great stories. And we have people that have been with us for a while that'll be there. And then we have people that are just coming in, brand new.
Yeah.
And they're going to want to know. So it's amazing. And you're going to be able to be in a completely supportive environment.
Yeah, safe and supportive. Yeah.
Safe and supportive. Mm, you know, it's going to be pretty awesome.
You guys rock.
Oh, thank you. You rock too. Yeah, we all get gold stars. I like handing out gold stars. We can all get two of them. So do you want to?
Yeah, okay. So I'll tell you what. We'll come back, right? We'll get into that game. We'll keep talking with Wendy, right? And stay tuned. You're on the Green Chocolate Bar. Good morning and welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we're here with co-host Wendy Kaplan from Vision Quest Consulting.
That would be me.
That's right. So we left off. We were talking to Wendy. And now, Wendy, you've been a client with us for a while, and you're actually Coach Kelly's client here.
Yeah.
You've been working with Coach Kelly.
Yeah.
How's that experience going for you?
Oh, my God. I'm a lifer, really. So I started working with Kelly. Did I start before the November retreat? No, that was just the food plan part.
I think so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've always been someone who's been interested in health and wellness and fitness. I'm not an athlete at all. The only sport I do is downhill skiing, and I've just been doing that since I've been a kid. So I don't assess myself as being athletic at all, but I really care about being in shape and about feeling good and looking good. And I started working with Kelly because I just felt it was time to have some direction in terms of my fitness. And I belonged to a gym, but they had trainers there that I would watch them as I was doing my own thing. And I thought, I never want to work with any of those people. They were on their cell phones while their client was doing some exercise instead of watching their client. They weren't even paying attention, or they were screaming at their client, "You can do it," or I don't know.
I've heard horror stories.
It was awful, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
And it made me cringe, and I never wanted to work with any of them. But it felt like I could use some direction. I had had fitness trainers before in the past, but I hadn't had one for a while. And it just felt like it was time to up my game a little bit. I'm in my 50s, and I thought, well, it's a good time to start paying a little closer attention. I was already going 3 or 4 times a week, so it's not like I wasn't going, but I'm not sure I was being effective as I could be. So I knew Kelly from our retreats, and I thought, I bet she'd be great. So we started working out together. And we probably were working out together, 6 months? Maybe a little more?
Maybe a little more.
So we're at one of the fall retreats, and there's a woman, one of my speakers is on stage talking about health and wellness. And she had on a skin-tight sleeveless, this is November in New England, skin-tight sleeveless white sheath dress and short with high heels. And she was so toned and so buff. I happened to be sitting next to Kel, so I leaned over and I said, "Kel, I want to look like that. Can I look like that?" I'll never forget this. You said to me, "Anybody can look like that."
Yeah.
And I thought, how is that possible? That's not possible. And then on the other hand, everything you've ever told me has been true.
Nice.
So if you said it, it must be true. I just don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, that's what I want.
Right.
And so we started on the food plan thing because one of the biggest lessons I've learned from you, well, a million of them, but that abs are made in the kitchen.
Yes.
So, right?
Yes, they are.
Yes. I was like, really?
They're sculpted in the gym. They're seen by the kitchen.
Oh, I'm loving this. Yeah, sculpted in the gym. So I had sort of that midlife stomach thing going on. And I would talk to my mom about it. Like, we were looking at pictures right before I started working with you, Kel. And we're on vacation. We do family vacations, and we were all in bathing suits. And there's a picture of me in a bathing suit. And I said to my mother, looking through the pictures, "Oh, Mom, look at my stomach." And she said to me, "Oh, honey, all the women in our family have those stomachs. I have that stomach. Don't worry about it. It doesn't mean anything. You're beautiful." And I thought, okay, well, we all have those stomachs. I guess that's it. And that's my future. And sort of my gene pool.
Yeah.
And then when you said to me, "Anybody can look like that," I thought, damn, my mother is probably wrong here.
Kelly 1, Mom 0.
She doesn't know. My mother doesn't know. And so I've been on what we call fondly as the nutritional plan for, I don't know, close to a year
about
now.
About a year, yeah.
There are many times in my life where I can say it's changed my life. This is one of them.
Nice.
So I'm 59 years old now. When I started, not when we started working out, but when we started added in the food plan thing,
yeah,
my body fat was, this is hard to believe because I'm a little girl.
You are a little girl.
I'm little. And I weighed about 120.
118 to 120.
118, 120, which I thought, that's fine.
At 5'3".
Sure.
Whatever.
5'3". Yeah. And, but my body fat was 31%.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a third.
That's a third of her body.
That's a third.
And she's only 5'3".
So why don't we relate it then and kind of let people know out there where it maybe should be within that range? That way people understand. I mean, we throw the number out of a third, you know, 31%. But I think people out there might get confused of like, is that bad? Is that good? Is where should I be for that height, that weight, right. that, you know?
Right. Well, that's where they're going to have to give us a call for a complimentary consultation at 888-707-1102. I'll repeat that, 888-707-1102. We can't really broad brush that. That's that's a tough broad brush pill to swallow.
We offer free consults. So clubinhaleexhale.com, fill out the form down at the bottom of the homepage and show.
So in relation, just to sort of put it into simple words, is 30% is high.
Correct.
It's dangerous, and body fat is what you want to lose. Not necessarily weight. It's body fat that you want to lose. So,
right.
Yeah. So Wendy was at about 30, 31-ish, right? And then what happened?
Well, then I...
she met me.
Started eating... sweet potato.
Cold sweet potato.
Cold sweet potato and cold salmon and other delicious foods. Here's the best thing that I loved about the nutritional plan. And don't forget to let me tell my numbers now because I'm so proud of them.
Okay.
Now I forgot what I was going to say.
The best thing that you liked about the nutritional designs.
Mm.
Kelly said, you can eat anything you want. You just tell me, not it may be the quantities you've been eating them, but you tell me the foods you love and I'll design a plan around your likes. And I thought, well, damn, then.
How easy is that?
I had wine on the plan initially. I went back and looked. There was wine on my
It was on the first one.
It was on the first one. She tried to hook me. It worked. I was in. So in now it's been a year. So it's been a long commitment. Not too long. It feels like the right one still. Well, if we don't count yesterday.
Yeah.
I was down to 21, 23.
Yeah.
Percent. So, and I don't have a pot belly. I have no stomach anymore.
Right. So,
I have a flat
right.
stomach.
So you sent me that picture from Hawaii.
I know.
That she was, so Wendy was in Hawaii for, for vacation in, just February last month.
Wow.
And she sent me, she's in this on the beach in Hawaii in this cute little red bikini.
That's true.
Right. And she's got her abs are showing everywhere. Now these things are sculpted. And she sends me the picture and says, how can this even be possible?
That's true.
Right.
It's, like I had no idea what I looked like until my husband took a picture of me and I thought I look like I'm 21.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's pretty awesome stuff.
It feels, this is the first time ever in my life that I walk past a mirror and I don't look at myself and go, oh, poor you. Oh, my God, you poor thing. And look for the flaws. I now look in the mirror and say, look at you, girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't that cool?
Be proud of it.
It feels very good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it's amazing that you lost 10% body fat.
Oh, I know.
That's amazing.
Huge.
That's amazing. And we did that work in 6 to 8 months.
That's true.
Yeah. In 6 to 8 months, she lost 10% body fat.
Correct.
Just because she just, tell me what you want to eat. We figured it out. We customized it for her.
Yep.
And she always uses, she said she wanted to be ripped at first, and then she said she wanted to be sculpted, and now she's both.
Yeah.
She's both. It's unbelievable. When she talks on stage now and you see her arms move when she talks with her arms, you see more people looking at her hands and her arms because they're like, I want Wendy's arms now. They hear her, but they want to look at her arms and say, how did she do that?
That's true.
It's really great.
I'm proud and I thank you.
Yeah.
Both.
Good for you.
Yeah. So much fun.
Good for you.
Yay.
Yeah.
Gold star. Another gold star.
Yeah.
Good. 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 Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your story. Yeah. It means a lot to us to have people that, you know, appreciate and begin to understand how, you know, how different we are and how unique in the industry we are and how our coaching is just that. It's coaching. It's not telling anybody what to do. It's helping out.
I wish I had found you guys years ago. It would have saved me years of
frustration.
Self.
I think we always say it and we wish we had people like us way back when to help us.
I wish I had a me.
You know, but at the same time, I wouldn't have made all the mistakes and I wouldn't know how to coach my clients now.
Yeah.
So there was a process to everything and there was a reason.
Yeah.
You know?
So true.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. So congratulations to everybody.
Yeah.
Look at all of us.
Look at us.
We're coming so far.
Look at us.
So good
stuff.
So good. Do we want to play a game?
Sure.
Oh wait. Did we want to go into the nutrition and the news first?
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't know. Which one's more important?
I'd like
to. You tell me.
Well, you know what? Let's I put the nutrition in the news story up on Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So I tell you what, if they really want to know, go to Facebook. Facebook.com/Club Inhale Exhale. It's Nutrition in the News. It's a registered dietitian's point of view on red meat in your diet. And there's actually a part in the article, this is what I'll kind of say here, is that she's basically saying that as red meat intake has declined, we're actually consuming more empty calories, and obesity rates have steadily increased.
That makes sense. Got it.
Now, why does that make sense?
Probably just because of the nutrients that are in the red meat that people are missing, and it's creating a hunger factor because they're nutrient deficient.
Right.
Look at me. Do I get a gold star for that
I'm having Angus tonight, by the way.
Can I come? I want to
Wait a minute. Does that follow what I say? Yeah. What I do? I don't know.
That's on my plan. I need bigger biceps.
That's right. Yeah. That is actually based on Coach Michael's blood type.
Yeah, it is.
Ah. And mine too. Is. He's B and I'm
B positive. Yep.
Yeah, so we're both kind of like carnivores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love the meat, the rabbits. It's the game meats, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just about like actual like chicken. Completely avoid chicken.
Yes.
So I've taken chicken out of my plan.
Blood type thing.
Oh, it's pretty awesome.
I can do a test for you right at the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes less than 6 minutes.
Oh, my God. And it's so much fun.
I know what my blood type is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
what is it?
Oh, B plus?
B plus. She's me.
So you can put a ham bone in milk and be happy.
Right.
I don't know. I don't love meat like you do.
No?
Yeah, it's true. She doesn't.
I don't.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, if I have it once a month, it's enough.
It's okay.
She's kind
of
more pescatarian a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pescatarian?
Yeah.
Fish.
Fish.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, don't get me wrong, I love fish.
Me too.
But there's nothing like.
There's nothing like beef.
Of beef.
Me.
Yeah. Oh, so damn good.
So
damn good. Right.
So if you go later,
makes
I can.
Makes me want to growl.
Yeah, I know.
It really does.
All right, so let's play the game. Let's play the game.
I'll tell you what. So if they want the rest of that story, just head over to facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale and you can read all about it.
Okay, good, good. Let's play the game.
You know what?
Let's play the game.
We played up against the coach last week, right?
Yes.
And I figure, why not bring it back this week?
Yes.
Right? So you know what? And it's perfect, too, because you'll be going up against each other here.
I don't know. You're looking at me.
So this will tell you how much.
Wendy Kaplan versus Coach Kelly.
Wendy, what have you learned?
And maybe Chris. Chris
can get in there, too.
Maybe he can chime in, too, a little bit.
Sure. And I can do my best. But
kind of give us some answers and see what's up. I mean, we got 4 minutes, right? Well, we got a few of these done.
Okay. Stop talking. Let's play the game.
Fine. You want me to talk some more? Hello?
Hello.
All right. So it was 11 facts about American eating habits last week that we left off on.
Yeah.
Right? So we went through a few of them at the beginning last week. And this week, we're going to start off with this one. So, first question. I need a number. All right? I need a number in pounds. How many pounds per year does the average American consume of cheese?
Oh, God.
It's probably really high.
Yeah, probably. Chris, what's your guess?
I want to say 60.
Okay.
60 pounds of cheese.
Wow.
Wendy, what's your guess?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. I'll say 100.
Okay.
I'm going to say.
I bet it's higher.
I'm going to say 30.
Okay. Okay.
What's the answer? Go. Hurry up.
31.4.
Wow.
Yeah. So she was right in the right vicinity right there.
Good.
You know? And they give some other numbers, too, about dairy products.
Yeah.
Fruit, meat, and poultry, vegetables.
Yeah.
All right. So, how about meat? Meat and poultry. How many pounds per year?
Chris,
that has to be 180. I'm just gonna flatten it in half.
Okay.
So Chris is saying 180. Wendy, what do you got?
I don't know. I was way off last time.
That's all right.
Maybe meat is more. People do more meat than they do cheese. So, I don't know, 150.
Okay.
Oh, good guess. I was going to say 152, but I'm not going to do that because...
You
so, you're going to have to do the prices right and go by like what?
I was going to say 151. I'm saying 151.
Chris.
I want to bring it down to 90, actually.
No, you
can't.
Can
I do that? All right, well, I already said 180.
183.6.
Oh, wow.
He was like almost spot on
That's
over
awesome.
There. Just
nice.
By a few pounds.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You said it. I was like, is he reading the article that I'm reading right now? I'm like, is he just screwing with me right now? Did he see what I pulled up here?
Well, that doesn't change my guess, then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. Nice job. What's the next one?
All right. This is, I need a number again, but in percentage.
Okay.
Okay. How many Americans consume what in percent of packaged food than fresh food per year?
So what's the percentage of fresh versus packaged?
What's the percentage of packaged food?
75%.
Whew. She busted that right out.
Right.
Chris, what do you
Pretty
got?
Confident. I'm going, I'll say 60.
Okay.
I'm going to say 55.
Okay. You're all wrong.
What?
Yeah. And you're off. It's a lower number. It's 31%.
Really?
Yeah. Americans consume 31% more packaged food than fresh food.
Oh.
I mean, obviously
Yay,
it makes
America.
Sense.
I was thinking about it, so I don't know if this changes the number, but I was thinking about it in terms of what percent of one's diet
yeah.
is packaged.
Yeah, that's how I was thinking of it, too.
So, tell you what, guys. It's the end of the show. We got to get going. We got to get rolling. We're getting the cue over there from Chris.
Yeah.
So, I want to thank Wendy Kaplan, our co-host today. Coach
Thanks,
Kelly,
guys.
Chris, thank you so much. Everybody for listening. Catch us on clubinhalexhale.com. Stay tuned for next week's show. You're on the Green Chocolate Bite by Club Inhale Exhale.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com.
And facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body.